It's the TED Radio Hour from NPR. I'm Guy Raz, and on the show today, we're solving for X, stories and ideas about how numbers shape our world. You remember Clayton Cameron, right?
Hello, hello, hello.
Clayton, big-time jazz drummer, popping in and out of the show today to explain ideas from his TED Talk about how math and rhythm intersect.
Yeah, it seems, just from the surface, if you said, math and music, that, that wouldn't swing or groove.
Yeah, math is not groovy or swinging.
Yeah, but, when I listen to other musicians, I say, man, he really sounds good when he does that. What is that? Now, I can listen to Phil Collins, Max Roach. I can listen to Tony Williams. These are all drummers, famous drummers. Yeah. Elvin Jones and all these. In each of their styles of playing, they're going to play different threes.
Threes?
Absolutely. Like the classic rock beat, rock feel. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do, boom-boom-bam. So that's a group of three that feel. One, two, three, one, two, three, one, two, three, one, two, three, one, boom-bam. Well, Max Roach, father of bebop drumming, along with another drummer by the name of Kenny Clarke, they introduced syncopation into the music like it never had been used before. And so Max used to do this thing where he would, between his left hand and his bass drum and his cymbal, it would go do da da do da da do da da do da do da da do da da do da da do da do da da do da da do da da do da. And so what you're hearing is 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3 do 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 da da do da da do da da do da. You know? In the move, da ba do da dee ba do le da do ba a do ba da zum dee da do le da do da. So all those things have the groupings of three. It's three is like a magic number. It's like, I don't know what the explanation is. Three just feels great.
Clayton Cameron, he'll be back later.